The death of 4-year-old Eli Waller of Hamilton Township, New Jersey, a triplet who had two sisters, is the first confirmed death attributed solely to enterovirus D68. And more frightening for parents, he had none of the respiratory symptoms they've been told to look for. He just had a little pink eye when he went to bed a week ago, and he never woke up. Nationwide, 4 other children have died. All are thought to have had contributing conditions. Hundreds of children in at least 43 states have been hospitalized, and some of them are showing polio-like symptoms, muscle pain, and muscles that just won't work. Dr. William Schaffner is infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. And Dr. Schaffner, we know you did not treat little Eli Waller, who has died, but what do you make of this? We've been told to look for symptoms, trouble breathing. He reportedly didn't have any.
Well, Robin, this is really very sad. I had not frankly anticipated that children would die of enterovirus D68 infections. It's becoming more serious as we learn more about this rogue virus. Fortunately, this is very, very unusual. And the vast majority of these children are going to get completely better. And as I say, they'll be back in school in a week.
Well, health officials in Hamilton Township are saying that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did confirm this last Friday, and they say that brain and lymph node swelling was determined to be a result of the virus, and this is what killed him. And this is so frightening because parents have been taught to look for symptoms like difficulty breathing, flu-like symptoms. This child had nothing.
Apparently so. I wish I still had more details, but clearly, this virus can infect many tissues in the body, and at least in this child, got into the brain and caused inflammation in the brain, a quasi-encephalitis, if you will, and that must have been related to his demise.
No, just terrible. And what about these children that are showing up at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, at Children's Hospital Colorado? There's also one that's been seen by the Virginia Department of Health in the northern part of that state that seem to have polio-like symptoms. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's very provocative. It is true that enteroviruses, on rare occasions, can cause a polio-like syndrome. The relationship of ED68 to these particular kinds of cases have not yet been established.
And just remind us, enterovirus, very common, as you told us in the past, it occurs every year.
Enteroviruses, there are over 100 of them. They flare here and there each year, end of the summer, beginning of the fall, causing usually outbreaks of relatively minor illness. This is an odd enterovirus, one that we've not had a lot of experience with before, and so it may be somewhat different than the others.
And so remind us, what are the cautions that parents can take with children?
So parents, obviously, attention to hygiene. Be mindful of the fact if there is illness in the community, if there's any difficulty in breathing when your child gets ill. And the symptoms usually are fever, coughing, sneezing, and perhaps a rash. But if there's any difficulty breathing, please get medical attention, as well as anything else that you think is very strange and gives you a cause to worry. Mm-hmm. So your threshold of getting medical information should be very, very low.
And when you say hygiene, wash your hands.
Wash those hands.
Yeah. Dr. William Schaffner, infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.